Yeah, you stay over there.
Radio Zoom. Radio Zoom.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Saturday, December 4th, 2004. Another edition of Radio Zoom, heading out onto the wonderful information superhighway. Got a few things for you today. Nothing too great. Have some emails to share. Wonderful people writing in. Interesting little tidbit brought to you by the Reverend Don Dealey. And more about our little conversation we had last night. He's a good friend. And technology is great. It's awesome. Let's see. I was lying in bed earlier. Sounds a little dirty. But I don't know. It's a nice, bright, sunny day. And I was listening to this album. And I just was listening to the song. And the sun was beating in. And I just thought, you know, man, I got to play this track on a podcast. I'm going to do this later today. So I'm going to start this off with the band known as Centaur. And they are basically the fallout of what is left, or well, it's what Matt Talbot did after he left Hum, or after Hum died. So here it is. The song is called Life Begins by Centaur on Radio Zoom.
We'll be right back.
Off of their album In Streams, that song was called Life Begins. Centaur is the name of the band. Halfmanhalfhorse.com is the website to find out more information. As I said, Centaur is Matt Talbot's new project, new pet project. After Hum fell apart, originally hailing from Champaign, Illinois, and they still hail from there, at least Matt does, and he owns a recording studio, maybe even a tiny little label just outside of Champaign. And I've always wanted to go over there and just kind of sit there and bask in his presence and his glory. He's one of the, there's a select group of people in terms of the music I listen to that I completely and totally respect. And out of the top five, he's probably number one. He's just a very talented guy and a great lyricist. He just, you know, it's nothing too profound. He just writes really, really intricate lyrics. It's the best way I can kind of sum it up. Centaur for you on this Saturday. As I said, as I'm looking out the window right now, it's a nice, great sunny day. Here we are heading into the depths of, the tail end of fall, beginning of winter. And it's not too bad today. It's about the mid-50s, and I've been in out and about, but, you know, this is one of the areas that where people flock to when it comes to be the holiday season, so I just couldn't stand it very long to be out in the public. They were driving me nuts. I kind of get that way sometimes, you know? I hate people, but I love gatherings. Last night, I had a chance to use Skype for the first time. I've actually had it running and installed, and I've done some text messaging back and forth, but the Reverend and I actually used it. And we talked for about 2.5 hours. I actually haven't talked to the guy since he last lived with me, which was last, one and a half years ago, I want to say. He lived with me for 3 months. And I've referred to him a couple times, and he's always kind of been, yay, that's me. But the Reverend and I, we talked for a bit, and holy crap, that is some damn good technology. Allow me to geek out for a second, but I'm an Apple user, and I do my podcasts on my wonderful 17-inch PowerBook, and I've used iChat, the audio chat. I don't have an iSight. I do have video capabilities through a DV cam, so I've done the video chat with my brother has an iSight, so we've done things that way, and that's pretty cool. The audio chat, of course, is pretty cool, but Skype is just good, and just like it says, it works, and the quality is great, and Don and I were able to talk for 2.5 hours. It started out with just, hey, let's see if this works, and next thing you know, I'm like, good Lord, it's about 11:30, 12 o'clock, actually, I don't even know, it was 12 o'clock or so, it must have been about 12:30, maybe nearly 1 o'clock. I don't know. I was up way later than I probably should have been, well, on a Friday night. But I had a long week, and that's a whole other story in itself. But that is cool. So I'm a Skype user now. If you listen to my podcasts, you are in the Skype world, you can hit me up, and we can chit-chat. I've got some different ideas and different kind of plotting and seeing what I can do with it. We'll see. You probably be seeing some, Skype interviews in my episodes here. You never know. I was taking off my coat last night when I got home, and the light bulb went off, and I was like, yeah, Skype, we can do that. So, things to look forward to. Another thing that I want to look forward to is, let's see, I'm not going to play that one yet. I'm going to switch this around on the fly, live podcasting. The Reverend asked me, what do you mean by live podcasting? And I play these things live. I sit down, everything's done in real time as much as possible. I'm playing the music in real time, fading in and out over, ramping in, ramping out in real time. So it's done all live. And I don't record my voice tracks, slap in the music here and there and paste and cut. It's just all one whole linear process. So I'm going to do this, and I'm going to play this song, New Soul Wax. So good. The song's called Compute off of Any Minute Now. Check this out, Radio Zoom. The album Any Minute Now. Soul Wax. And that song was called Compute. And now it's over. That came out just this year in August, I want to say, as I kind of try to pluck that information out of my brain. They Soulwax.com is the website to find out more about them. They recorded that. It was produced by, I should say, Flood. Now, I know some of you out there are going to kind of go, bleh? Yes, Flood. Flood from Nine Inch Nails, Fame and Glory. Him and Trent Reznor would team up and do a bunch of stuff. And so Soulwax, from what I read in a couple of interviews, they wanted to do something that was very different compared to a lot of the other things that are out there. And they hail originally from, I want to say the UK, and I hope I get that right, and you'll find out here in a little bit why. Because I do have some UK listeners, which is totally cool. But, yeah, Soulwax, doing that album Any Minute Now with Flood on the production role of sorts of things. So, talking with the Reverend last night, and we do know, if you're a faithful listener, or you just know me, I have been submitting my applications to different places in search of a job, and the Reverend brought up, hey, you know, you can go get a job at WHYY, that's in Philadelphia, and if you ever listen to NPR, you ever listen to Fresh Air with Terry Gross, that's WHYY, that's where it comes from, and he goes, you know, you can get a job there. I'm like, huh, well, yeah, I could. He's like, no, there's a job opening, check this out. And he sent me this link to the story about Rachel Buckman. She's a 25-year-old reporter for Philadelphia's WHYY public radio station. And she made a phone call to the offices of LaptopLobbyist.com. You go to LaptopLobbyist.com and you come up with, well, at the top it says, America's first and foremost online conservative community. Yeah. You just go to the website. I'm not even going to start to go through all this stuff, you know, ads for Bill O'Reilly books and so on and so forth. Well, I don't know what really ticked her off or what caused her to do this, but she decided to make a phone call to this, to these people, to this group. And she left a voicemail. Now, I'm going to play this for you, because supposedly what happened is the guy that works there at LaptopLobbyist.com, he took the recording and sent a letter and a copy of the recording in MP3 format, which I have here on my desktop right now, back to WHYY, and oops, Rachel Buckman has resigned. Now, I'm not claiming to be a supporter of, you know, these LaptopLobbyist.com. This girl is a reporter, and I'm going to let this speak for itself, and then I'll kind of say why.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and my telephone number is 215-351-2057. I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
Bye. She left her phone number at the beginning. A callback number. How stupid can you be? I think that was, the rest of it was hilarious. But
hi, my name is Rachel, and my telephone number is 215-351-2057.
She left her phone number. Do you see the problem there? Oh my gosh. So this guy goes ahead and goes back to WHYY because she gave her number. You know, you call back, you figure out where she's from. Oh, she works for one of the most prominent public radio stations on the East Coast. Yeah, that's a good way to get yourself fired.
I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
You should all burn in hell. Bye. Have a nice day. But that was funny, and I had to share. So, Reverend, there you go. And, dang.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and my telephone...
My name is Rachel, and I would like to get fired. Thank you. Here's another guy that, this is a collaboration with one of the guys that is in that top five that I totally respect and love in this world in terms of music. Hold on a second. I just got to...
God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
Oh, here's Styrofoam. The song's called Couches and Alleys. I'll tell more about that in just a bit. This is Radio Zoom. Album Nothing's Lost. That was Styrofoam with the song Couches in Alleys featuring Ben Gibbard. that's the man that I spoke of in terms of one of those top five. He's probably you know, number two underneath Matt Talbot. Another incredible collaboration by that guy with Styrofoam is a one-man project. You can find out more about Styrofoam, styro.be. There, we'll go with that. But that's just an amazing track. And I think there might be some more collaboration between those two. But the guy behind Styrofoam, I forget his name right off the top of my head, but he and Ben Gibbard sat down and did a quite a few different things together, and then that's when they came up with that single. That track, it's currently a single being played. I'm trying to look online here on the website, and I'm not exactly seeing much about who this guy is. That's what you kind of, I think you deserve that. If you're going to do a project and you're going to name yourself, not your name, even though it's a solo project, but you're naming yourself something like, you know, like the Postal Service or Dentel or whatever, different bands that I've played in the past. You know, if I can't find out your name or I don't know it, well, it's not my fault. It's what you named yourself, dude. Let's see. I want to switch over really quick. And listeners that have written in. Jason over at Insomnia Radio. It's Insomnia Radio now. Not Hardcore Insomnia Radio. It's Insomnia Radio. Just so we're straight. Okay. But he was having some problems with the new feed, but eventually, I guess it worked itself out. I don't know what the issue was there. But if you're having problems or you know somebody having problems, be it with the RSS feed or the .xml feed, that's all I changed from the old feeds. I just changed the tail end of the address to from .rss to .xml. Hopefully, that hasn't been causing too many problems, but Jason said at first it wasn't working, now it is. Let me know if you are still having problems. Tim Baker wrote me, "Hi, love your Radio Zoom shows. I especially loved you playing the Kleptones. I'm a big fan of theirs, and Eric Kleptones is a nice bloke. Hint, hint. So I've made my first podcast, and I gave a shout-out to your show and played one of the tracks off their latest remix project, The Queen One. You can check out my podcast called Radio Clash. Not as professional as yours, but I think it's okay for a first try. I'm professional? That's impossible. Let's see. I'll give you a quick link, and I'll probably link this off my home site or the text portion of my website. And of course, the http://www.mutantpop.net/radioclash, all one word, radioclash/RSS feed, all one word, .php. So, mutantpop.net/radioclash/RSS feed.php. Cheers, and keep making those shows, and stop accidentally damaging parts of yourself. It's really bad for you. Tim. Tim sending me an email from the UK. Exceptionally cool. Very awesome. I love it when people write me. I love it that people actually enjoy whatever the hell it is that's going on here. You can email me, john@audihertz.net. And, I wanted to mention, I was thinking about this while I was playing Couches and Alleys there. I was hyping Skype, www.skype.com. Skype is spelt SKYPE, and you can download Skype, and then you can talk to me, which is kind of crazy in terms of how well it was working. And I'm on cable modem, and so is the Reverend. So, and he's in Pennsylvania, and so that's what, 5 states away, 3 states. Geography not working for me right now, but it just worked. amazingly. So, and I love hearing that people are digging what I am doing. So thanks for sticking with me. Last band I want to play for you as I'm quickly approaching the... Well, I've shot over the half-hour mark. Darn. Orbit. They are a band that used to hail from Boston, and I say used to because they are no longer together. Nice little indie band, and I'm going to play the one single that they had that it was hugely popular when I was in high school, and then that was it. I think they played the Jon Stewart show, which could be what nailed, what sealed the coffin. But, lots of other bands played the Jon Stewart show, and Jon Stewart's still alive. So it's got to be good somehow, right? This song, though, is off of their album Libido Speedway, and it's called Medicine. And this has been another edition of Radio Zoom. We'll check it later. Adios.
Shakes her head, she says, I'm all alone in this town. I'm gonna buy myself some brand new things. I'm gonna get myself together. I'm gonna break myself and take myself some other time. Some brand new shoes, a brand new cup of tea. Don't burn yourself, don't hurt yourself, don't fall down on your face. I made my bed, I'm gonna sleep in it, but I'm gonna get myself some clean new sheets. Lady, come back, make yourself whole. We'll be right back.
My name is Rachel, and my telephone number is 215-351-2057. I wanted to tell you that you're evil, horrible people. You're awful people. You represent horrible ideas. God hates you, and he wants to kill your children. You should all burn in hell. Bye.
The Radio Zoom podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net weblog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net.